Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host. What an amazing segment with Bill McAfee and the economic update. All of these things are good. Properties are going to come to Colorado Springs. We're going to see more people after the pandemic that are comfortable selling and moving. Our inventory will open up, and it is still an amazing time to purchase in Colorado Springs. Values are still going to go up another 50 to 80%. Between now and 2025 and eventual peak of 2031. But what I'm focused on specifically today is the interest rate debate. I've talked to so many people about refinancing because rates are historically low. Values of homes, just like Bill McAfee just mentioned, are at historical highs. You've got so much wealth and equity in your house. You just have to know how to spend it correctly, how to make good financial decisions. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I want to teach you, guide you, how to make great financial decisions, because 50% of the mortgage lenders out there don't even know what they're doing. Half of us don't even own houses ourselves. That's like a single guy counseling a couple with therapy. If you're not a homeowner and you don't have financial stability yourself, how are you going to help someone with a loan? Well, you just do the numbers. You're exactly right. That's all they're doing, getting to a commission check. But you take 50% of the industry that is solid, that's not drooling over the commission check and incentivized from the call center to help you make poor financial decisions. More than half of us really care. But caring is not enough. 90% of that group, or 45 out of 50% of the folks that are on the good side of the caring fence, can't even articulate the conversation that I'm having now. There's 3 to 5% of all loan originators that are practicing what they're preaching and have the articulation to show you that interest rate is not the most important thing, that the term of your loan, like I gave you the example on a 30-year mortgage at $300,000 with an interest rate at 2.5% on a 30-year loan, your payment's going to be $1,182 a month. But if you times that just by 360 payments, you're going to give $425,000 back to the bank. Where if you have a 15-year mortgage at the same $300,000 and your rate is 3.5%, a full point higher, your mortgage payment is going to be higher, $2,137. You're only going to give $384,000 to the bank. So you're telling me your interest rate is a full percentage point less than your neighbor's, and you are giving $40,000 extra to the bank? Yes, because interest rate is important, but it's not the most important thing. The other thing is this. People say interest rate is so important. That's apples to oranges, because a 30-year mortgage is very different than a 15-year mortgage. But here's an example, apples to apples, a 30-year mortgage. Someone calls me and says, Jay, I want to go from 4.5% down to 3.5% on a refinance. And they say I'm going to save over $242 a month. And they do that. But after you save that $242 a month, they don't tell you that your compounding interest resets. And instead of paying $800 a month in interest to the bank, like you do the 10th year into your loan, they reset your compounding interest back to over $1,068 a month. So friends, the servicing lender is laughing all the way to the vault. As you think you saved $250 a month in your payment, and you have, but now a higher proportion goes directly back to them in interest and less to reducing your principal. I mean, it's damn near a scam. And I tell people, 30-year mortgage, in many ways, if you don't understand it, can be the last legal scam of the United States. Now, how does Churchill Mortgage get around this? First and foremost, we help people understand reality. We help them, hey, we want to help you go from 3.5 down to 2.5 or 4 down to 3% or whatever it is. But understand that your deception of savings comes with a stretching out of your compounding term. So you've got your amortized term and your compounding interest that are stretched out. The way that you counter that, we walk you through it. Hey, take your savings and throw it at the mortgage and you'll quickly earn your 10 years back that you lost by refinancing 10 years into a 30-year mortgage. Hey, here's a better idea, the bright light goes on. How about you just do a 15-year mortgage? Your payment might actually stay the same, and if it goes up a couple hundred bucks a month, it's a great savings plan. And they're like, well, I can't afford that. No, you just may not be able to afford to save. Let me reallocate your savings and get far more return on investment. This is a very good example of this. I had a couple who was renting in Denver who were strong Dave Ramsey folks that wanted to do a 15-year mortgage. And they're like, hey, our rent's at $2,100 a month and we can't purchase right now because we can't afford our 15-year purchase mortgage to go up to $2,300 because that's more than rent. And I told them, I said, do you guys have any clue at all that of the $2,300 that you're sending to your lender, more than $900 of that is principal reduction. So you're not spending more money. You're giving your landlord $2,100 a month, and you're only going to give your bank $1,400 a month. See, when you subtract out your principal reduction, that goes to your savings. Within a week, they were under contract, and we helped them buy a house because they understood our rent went from $2,100 all the way down to $1,400, ding, 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 and now we were helping ourselves. These are very simple principles. The next one is the return on investment, folks, for that 15-year mortgage is unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you go ahead and take a look at a 15-year mortgage, the myth is that your financial planner tells you, pay lower on your 30-year monthly payment and invest the rest with me. Stop at jail. Do not pass go. That's a total myth. Do not ever do that. Put 15% into retirement, but pay your mortgage off early because here's the reality. In the example that I gave you, on a 15-year mortgage, just a $300,000 15-year mortgage, you save $125,000 over the life of the loan as opposed to a 30-year mortgage. On a $300,000 loan, the reality is that a 30-year mortgage has a payment of $1,344 a month, and a 15-year mortgage with a lower interest rate, which the market offers every day, a monthly payment of $1,992 a month. That's $600 more every single month. But for that $600 that you spend, you save $125,000. $125,000 divided by 180 months is $50 a month. So you're saying every time I invest $600, not only can I own my house faster, but you will literally get a $50 return on your investment. That's over 12% return a month. Can you go ahead and get 12% in the market? Oh, I'm sorry. Before taxes, remember that investment's going to be taxed. Your interest reduction, the equity in your house is not taxed. That's before your broker fees. That's before all of your failed strategies to even find an investment that works. So you can, over the entire life of your loan, make 7 to 13% return on your investment just by paying into savings every month. So when you pay extra on a 15-year mortgage, every single month you put $600 or whatever it is aside, you're going to get $50 to $100 of it back in less interest to the bank, which means more value because money saved is money earned. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about today is so, so important. Is the big four. This is the thing I want to go over and over, and I'm going to commit to it every week. There are four factors when you're buying a house or refinancing a house that you should consider in this order. Number one, what is the term of your loan? If you really want to invest for the future and you really have financial stability, the term of your loan can save you more money or cost you more money all the time. And this comes from a guy that's practicing what I preach. I own 9 properties, a couple I own outright. I have six of them that are all on 15-year mortgages. That's why I can passionately talk on this subject. It has taken me to grind, to crawl, to scrape 9 years to get all my mortgages to 15-year mortgages. But I will save over $1 million in what was originally $2.5 million in mortgages when I started. I'm down to about $1 million in mortgage, and I will save tens of thousands of dollars a month on all my properties and interest I don't give to the bank. The number one important thing, without any close second, is the term of the loan. Now, the second thing is the cost of your closing costs. Hey, Jay, this credit union is getting me a 2% rate, and yours is 2.5%. Well, yeah, my closing costs are $3,000, and their closing costs are $11,000. So you guys are saving $100 a month and you're paying $11,000. It's going to take you 10 years, 110 to 120 months, just to recapture your investment. I'm saving you $70 a month and you're getting rid of all of that in less than 3 years. What are your goals and how do your closing costs pull in? The last and third is, what are your goals? If you're refinancing a really low rate and paying a big price, but you're moving and transitioning in the military and selling the house in 3 years, you're not even getting your return on investment. So consider the term of the loan, the cost of the loan, your individual goals, and then ding, 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 you then can talk about the interest rate. So I hope all this talk helped you today. It's so important, because the bottom line is this: not everybody's here to help you. Churchill is. Absolutely, no doubt at all. And Churchill Mortgage is the 1, 2, 3 to 5% of the folks. When's the last time you've had any mortgage lender talk you out of a refinance? If we don't think it's right, we're going to talk you out of it and explain to you why and when will be the correct time to refinance our purchase. That's when you know someone's got your best interest at heart. And we have that right here at Churchill. You can call me at 719-330-1457, and as I state every week, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Thanks for listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be with you next week right at this time. Please call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com to allow us to have the privilege to help you with your next refinance or purchase transaction. And if we've taken care of you, talk to your brother, sister, coworker, parishioner, adult child, whoever. Call me first. Jay Garvin's 330-1457. Do the math, because you only have so many
hours left to make it count. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.